104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Allie Rosen, joined by
Joshua Nolan.
And welcome back to Animatronic Dinosaurs, the show about movies on WJRH 104.9. It's been an interesting week in movies. That's obviously not true because nothing really happened. So we might have a slower/shorter show for you guys today, but just keep it going and we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
And we have reviews for you. We both saw a movie this weekend that just came out. So
we did. We might be doing more of this tag team movie review thing for a bit because there's a lot coming out, and unlike the summer, we don't have a chance to see everything.
Yeah.
Josh doesn't work at a movie theater anymore.
Unfortunately. I still got a lot of posters though.
Yeah, but we got a lot of work to do too.
Yeah.
All right. So we saw two movies this weekend. I saw Blair Witch. You saw.
And I definitely didn't see Blair Witch.
He definitely, because, you know, Josh and horror movies.
I saw Snowden.
Snowden. Awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. And then we're also going to bring up this past weekend was the Toronto International Film Festival. So we're going to talk about some of the stuff from that. And from there, we're going to go just like, I don't know, let's talk about Oscar picks. And then it's going to be a short show, so we'll wrap it up, talk about theaters, usual ends. No top five this week, so that's a lot of the reasons it's going to be a little shorter.
Yeah.
All right, so Josh, talk Snowden. Let's see.
All right. So quick sort of summary from IMDb is the NSA's illegal surveillance techniques are leaked to the... Okay, first off... I think everybody knows who Snowden is and kind of what's went down in 2013, 2014.
If you don't, he's the guy who was the whistleblower on the NSA with the whole...
That's pretty much what IMDb says. The NSA's illegal surveillance techniques are leaked to the public by one of the agency's employees, Edward Snowden, who is played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun. In the form of thousands of classified documents distributed to the press.
Oops.
Yeah. It was a great movie.
Great. Okay.
So, if you've seen Fifth Estate with Benedict Cumberbatch, it's kind of similar to that. That one was about WikiLeaks. I don't know. Have you seen that, Allie?
Nope, I have not.
Yeah. So it pretty much just goes through Snowden's life. It doesn't talk a lot about his younger life. It starts, he's working in the army. Is this like spoilers or not?
No, don't go for spoilers. Okay. We don't do spoilers on these reviews unless it's a big movie.
Yeah. So it kind of starts when he's in the army. So Snowden started in the army, and then he ends up breaking his leg, so he can't do it, but he still wants to serve his country. So he ends up trying to join the CIA. His grades aren't quite good enough, but they're like, you know what? You're really smart, so you're in. Anyway, he keeps going. Eventually starts working for NSA, which is the National Surveillance Agency. And he starts writing codes and stuff. He's really, really good. And he ends up writing a whole bunch of programs that are the basis for a whole bunch of the NSA's programs. But then the NSA takes these programs and brings them out of use and starts using them for things that he never intended, including the surveillance of just regular Americans. And so he ends up resigning. Then he comes back, then he resigns. And throughout all this, he has a girlfriend.
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, yeah. She's really cool. And then it goes back and forth. Eventually, he decides, you know what? This is wrong. I can't be doing this because they can tap into anybody, anywhere. And he ends up deciding to steal a bunch of files, copy them onto a flash drive, which, by the way, is... The way he does it is really cool. And ends up taking it, releasing it to the public. And it's really cool because at the same time as his sort of story of how he, the army, the breaking, everything, there's also the interview that's going on with him and the press. And in this case, it was The Guardian who first released his info and first interviewed him. And so at the same time that he's going, it keeps being flash forward to the past when he stole the stuff when he was working there, and then flash forward to the present when he's being interviewed and they're releasing all these things. He ends up finally residing in Russia and gets a 3-year right now. I think this was in 2014. He got a 3-year sort of lease to live there. They said, yeah, you can live here. We're not going to kick you out. And obviously the U.S. is very mad about that because they're not going to go and attack Russia. So yeah, and that's sort of where it leaves off. But I really liked the way they portrayed it because it's a really scary issue because it's really happening in today's world, all the surveillance and the being able to look into your phone and look at the messages and all the emails you sent. They pretty much have a Google that searches, while Google searches public things, they have a program that searches everything that you've ever sent, texts, emails, private blog posts, PMs, all. And so it's really scary, but I think they did a really good job of sort of just presenting the evidence without being opinionated and saying, yeah, the government is bad, or no, Snowden's bad. They just presented the evidence and made the audience make their decision.
That's good. Yeah. I think, yeah, it's a very controversial issue going on right now, and mm-hmm. it's still something that's been talking about. And so what do you think of the actors, though? I see stars are like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Zachary Quinto, Melissa Leo, Nicolas Cage is in this.
Nicolas Cage was amazing in it. He was only in like two or three scenes, but he came up at the beginning as sort of Joseph Gordon-Levitt's mentor. And then he came up at the end again once it was released on TV and everything started going. And you just see him sitting in his chair smoking his cigar. He's like, the kid did it. The kid did it. It was great. So he was great in it. Obviously, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was great for the role. He looked a lot like Snowden. They actually had real footage in the movie at the end of Snowden when he eventually showed his face and had a talk, a live internet chat between him in Moscow and some group in the U.S. He was awesome. Zachary Quinto, I like it. I don't think it was his favorite role or my favorite role of his, but he was pretty good. And there's a whole bunch of other random actors in it. Shailene Woodley was great as a girlfriend, sort of on and off girlfriend. She played really well with him. She was, she was sexy. She was a good counterpart to him. And it was also cool because he started off as a very conservative and saying, no, Bush, you can't bash Bush. This war, you don't know all the details about it. She said, no, we're sending our troops over there and there's for nothing. And eventually she ends up changing him. And I think their relationship is a huge part of why he does what he does. So she did really well in that.
All right. Sounds good. Like what else about it though? Like what do you think of the overall plot? Because I know a lot of, it's not being hailed as the best reviewed movie right now.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about like that. Do you agree with those critics? Do you not agree with them?
I agree with them somewhat. The plot was a little bit confusing and they sort of jumped a whole bunch of stuff. So there was a part when they had, they were training them and he passed a test. He said, all right, this test usually takes 5 hours. And then you just see him typing a whole bunch of stuff on his computer and suddenly, 40 minutes. Yay, done. And the guy goes, okay, let me see what you did wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. And then he just leaves. And they don't really, there's nothing sort of more on, oh my gosh, he's really smart. They don't build how smart he is. They just show, oh, look, he completed a 5-hour test in 40 minutes. Oh, he must be really smart. Whereas I think they could have done more about his sort of way of thinking and what he did, but they didn't really go into his head as much.
Have you seen The Walk?
No. Because
I've seen it, and my big issue with that movie was Joseph Gordon-Levitt has a really strange accent that he doesn't need during it.
What I heard, yeah.
I was worried hearing about Snowden and seeing the trailers. He seems to have another strange accent. Does it kind of set him, is it confusing? Do you kind of get annoyed by it at all?
So I saw the trailers for The Walk, and that accent looked ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah. So this one, he had an accent thinking back now, but it wasn't enough to draw away from the movie. Whereas in The Walk, it was so out there.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, that wasn't an issue in it. I think the way he did it, his whole process was portrayed really well because I believe it was very true to the story. Even though they were skipping, some parts because they can't tell the whole story. I think that the way he sort of found all the stuff and the way he went about releasing it was really cool. And it was sort of a, do it. I would suggest going to see it. It's not, if you don't, go see it. Go see it.
All right. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Ooh, one other question. Runtime, 2 hours and 15 minutes. Did you feel it was dragging at all?
There was some time when he was talking to his sort of boss. They would go out into the woods and they'd just talk. That could have been cut short. I think it could have been done in an hour 45.
Okay.
But it wasn't horribly sort of just going. It was
awesome. Bearable. Well, Snowden, directed by Oliver Stone, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is a thumbs up from Animatronic Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
All right. Next up.
This is a scary one.
Oh, the scary one. The one Josh loves. Josh didn't get the chance to see this, but I did get a chance to go out and see Blair Witch.
Oh, man.
Whew. So if you guys didn't already know about the story behind this movie, there were small trailers around March and April for a movie called The Woods. No one really knew what it was, and then there was a screening of it at Comic-Con, and people went to the screening and came out, and they're like, this is called actually the third Blair Witch movie. And so now we have a movie called Blair Witch, which is supposed to be, it's supposed to be the second one. Because the third one, the actual second one, Book of Shadows, no one really talks about that. That was really bad. But Blair Witch is directed by Adam Wingard, who, if you guys don't already know what some of the stuff he's done is, he did the incredibly good movie called You're Next, which is a home invasion thriller. I love it. It is so clever. He also did segments of the VHS movies, both 1 and 2, which are some of the greatest horror movies in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
He did a section in the ABCs of Death. And so Blair Witch is kind of, in a way, his take on it. So going into this movie, I was like, okay, Adam Wingard's directing it, so I'm going to give it decently high expectations. I'm hearing stuff about it being really scary.
Yep.
And the end, there were some really good scares in it. It's found footage, and it's set from the point of view, sort of James, who is Heather from the first Blair Witch Projects. Also, spoilers for the original, the Blair Witch Project, just because I need to spoil that to talk about this one, but if you haven't seen the Blair Witch Project, then...
Is that one better, do you think,
compared to the... I'll get into that.
Yep.
All right, so it's about Heather's brother, James, who finds a tape of another tape. He's been trying to piece this together, and he really needs closure about his sister. Mm-hmm. And so he gets some of his friends together, Lisa, Ashley, Peter, all played by a bunch of people you probably don't know of. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of these guys have done anything really big yet. I think that was kind of the goal. Nothing really, like, no one I think it's really notable. And they go out to the woods, just like the first one, and they look for the Blair Witch, just like the first one. And they hear loud noises and stuff happens, like very small things happen, exactly like the first one. That's what I'm saying, is this movie is very, very, very similar to the first Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Except this one doesn't really have, in a way, I'd say that, while I think the only really good character in the Blair Witch Project is Heather, the main character, this one has characters that just do not matter. Talk about cliche and worthless characters. I mean, it's like a joke people make in the horror genre that the black guy always dies first, but I think we're far enough away from that cliche now that it shouldn't happen, and then it happens in this. Sorry, spoilers, but you probably shouldn't deal with that anyways. And but it felt like 6 really disposable characters that we really didn't need.
Yep.
And we already know that the Blair Witch Project isn't real, and that was a lot of the reason the first one's good. And the first one builds off of kind of this, the lore of this. They create this, like, lore of the Blair Witch with, like, the coffin rock, stuff like that. And this one tries to do that, but in the end, a lot of the scares, A, don't make much sense, and B, just aren't that good. And there are some really effective scares in this. Problem is, it suffers from another what a lot of horror movies do, and it's got fake jump scares where a character will make you jump and then you'll realize it's just another character and there's no mounting tension from it. And Blair Witch suffers from that a lot. However, by no means is this anything like The Forest from the beginning of the year, The Boy. This is a good horror movie. It's not a great horror movie. If this movie came out in a different year, a year that did not have the Witch, Conjuring 2,
Don't Breathe,
and Lights Out, it would be great. But the problem is, it's going up in a year of really, really good horror movies, and this was built up because it's a Blair Witch sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and people are going to go in with high expectations to realize that it is just kind of a decent horror movie.
Yeah.
I personally don't think I would watch it again unless I decided to binge watch the Blair Witch
trilogy.
Not the trilogy. There's no
duo. Yeah.
Book of Shadows does not exist. But then the third, the climactic third act is pretty good. It's mm-hmm. it's got
that's good.
It's got some good parts to it. The ending was kind of lackluster. I think that there was they could have done more with it, but in the end, if you've seen the first one and you see how the second this one's going, you realize exactly how this is gonna end, and it's too bad.
Yeah.
One really big thing for it though is the sound editing in this is phenomenal.
It is really good.
Some of the best I've seen in any horror movie, and that's what scares you. It's like scenes with like lightning strikes, and it feels like, and once when you see the lightning coming down, it just makes it feel so much more pressure. And I think that's where this movie succeeds is the sound.
Mm-hmm.
The sound is just incredible. And that's, and from seeing so many of these shaky cams, which is such a terrible thing with our this genre right now, it's like you don't really want to deal with it. And this one does, it's got a really long setup, and when the scares hit, they're usually fake and they're never really good. And so I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about The Blair Witch. I think that if you want to see it, you can see it. I think it's a fine sequel to the first one, and it's just not, it's not as good as I would have liked it to be.
Yep.
It could have been much better, but in the end, you really just don't care about the characters and when they die, obviously, because it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoilers. you just don't care, and they have a lot of stuff where they set up. There is a really cool thing in this movie with time, though. That is something I really appreciated. There's a really weird time space thing going on. Like,
that's cool.
Like it's early on, but two of the characters get upset with the rest of the group and they leave off on their own. And then later on, after all the stuff starts happening, they come back and it's like, and they go, what have you guys, you guys don't look like you've changed at all. And we've been following the main group of people, and they come back and say, we've been walking around for 5 days. And there's some weird time loops in it.
Whoa.
That's cool. That's the sound mixing are definitely the best parts of this movie.
Yep.
I just think that, I don't know, the characters are worthless, and I didn't care when they died.
Yeah.
and the ending was, the final like end was not good, but the up to it, and it was literally the same movie over again.
Yeah.
Except without all of the fun mystery of the first one. There's definitely more going on in this. The first one suffers from a lot of issues with walking around in the woods, doing nothing, yelling at each other. This one is a lot, like, at least once the scares start happening, they happen really, really fast. But there's also a lot of stuff that starts, and then they never actually talk about it. Like, there's like this weird thing growing in one of their foots. It's dumb, and then they never talk about it again. I really wanted to see what that was. There's this, like, weird animal sound in the woods, and they never really talk about it. And then there's a drone which has zero purpose, and they could have done so many great shots with this drone. They could have done like some great stuff about like seeing the woods moving around in the back.
Yeah. But they don't even use it.
Yeah, it's wasted.
Oh, well.
So I think I was disappointed in Blair Witch.
How do you think that the fact that there were so many good horror movies this year influenced this movie, not in its, there's other good movies, so this one can't be as good, but like even sort of the background going into it, because every other movie was.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of critics have been claiming, like the four movies I've mentioned, critics love them, and critics aren't the happiest with this movie, and I think it's going to split a lot of critics, because some people really liked it and some people didn't, and I think I went in thinking, oh, what, hope, it might be crazy, there's suddenly going to be five strong horror movies this year, and I think if I put Blair Witch into that category of good horror movies, I'd have to put an asterisk in it.
Yeah.
Because it's in this weird thing, it's just kind of okay. It's not trash like the January horror movies.
Yeah.
But it's not great the ones we've seen already.
And do you think any of the actors are sort of, do you think this would be good for them or bad for them? Do you think we'll be seeing any of them in the future in horror movies or other genres?
I honestly do, because they acted really well. Their acting was spot on, great. They just weren't given anything.
Yep.
It's not that they delivered their lines poorly or anything like that. They just were so void of character from the writing.
Yeah.
And that writing, Simon Barrett, I don't know what he's done. He did You're Next. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why this movie was bad. It shouldn't have been. It should have been written well, but I guess it just wasn't. And I don't know. I'm torn by it. I think I would put it on the list of the top of, I think it would make top five. It'd be a clear best horror movies this year.
Oh, best horror movie.
Okay. It would be a clear five, though.
Yep.
Like it does. It wouldn't even get close to the next up on the list. Lights Out.
Yep. Well, I don't know. Do you suggest others going to see it?
You know what? There isn't.
What if they liked the first movie? What if they liked the Blair Witch movie?
I mean, you gotta be like the Blair, like a diehard Blair Witch fan to really like this. And I thought the first one was fine.
Yeah.
I thought it was more interesting than scary. This one's more scary than interesting. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna be seeing it a second time.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be getting it on Blu-ray. So
yeah. So you talked about how the Book of Shadows, the second one, we don't talk about that. Because it was just not good. Do you think the fact that this is much better than that is a good sign for Blair Witch, or?
I mean, I hope they don't make another one.
Okay.
Because this proved that their sequel is not going to be, it's just going to be Blair Witch Project again. Except it'll be called Blair Witch 3. And I think that, I think this should be the end of the series. I think this is a rightful sequel to the first one. I think it's okay to call this the Blair Witch 2 instead of Book of Shadows, which shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
But this should be the second Blair Witch movie, and I think it can be considered as part of the saga of Blair Witch movies.
Yeah.
Unlike Book of Shadows.
And you think it's a fitting end to the series?
Nah. I think it's dumb. I think the ending's stupid, and I don't think there really was no ending. I think it ends in the exact same place the first one does, both literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
And so there really is, unless Heather and James have a third sibling, which seems kind of crazy because, as they say right off the bat, James, the main character who's Heather's brother,
yeah,
Heather disappeared from his life when he was 4. So I can't even see like another sibling, which is the only way I think that this could be done, unless someone decided to A, reboot Blair Witch Project, or just do something completely different.
Yeah.
I don't want another sibling trying to find Heather and James now. Or just another, it's dumb. I don't think they should make another one.
Yeah. And so it was mostly jump scares, right? There wasn't any psychological.
There was some creepy aspects of it. I'll give it that, but I don't know. I just kind of, the jump scares were just not, I mean, I jumped the jump scares, normal people do.
Yeah.
It's just like they had no substance to them. Well, the reason like I think The Conjuring 2 is one of the best horror movies ever is because when James Wan makes you jump, he keeps the tension building. The jump scares are designed to scare you and keep you scared and keep you worried, to take your eyes off the screen. Blair Witch's jump scares don't. Like, this character will be hearing a sound outside and they'll unzip the tent and you'll see a bah, and it's just James, the other character.
Oh.
And like, no one, I don't care at the point. But there are some good, cool parts. Like I said, there's one scene in the middle that is phenomenal. It really scared me, and I was like, this is great. I wish the rest of the movie was like this. Mm-hmm. And then the ending, I got, the trailers screwed me up with the ending because I thought the movie was going to end one way from the trailers, and I was like, great, they spoiled the ending in the trailers. In the end, it didn't end that way, which I was happy about. Huh. But going into that, I was like, oh, well, I know how this is going to end.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of detached from the ending.
Yeah.
And then when I realized they weren't doing that, it sucked me back in. But I realized, oh, well, I missed all the cool parts about how they set this up.
Yeah.
But in the end, it didn't feel like what was going on. I mean, and also, some of the stuff just does not make sense. Like, the Blair Witch isn't a witch, really. It's just this supernatural force that controls the entire thing. And this isn't, like, explain the movie. It's just, like, that's what it seems like. Like, there's, like, weird animal noises going on all the time. And it's just, like, it felt there weren't really central on what the Blair Witch was.
Yep.
And so it leaves you just as confused about what the Blair Witch is than the first one did.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see anything from Simon Barrett again?
So, I mean, him and Adam Wingard are still two of the best horror filmmakers in the business right now. I think they might be making another movie already.
Huh.
I mean, people are very, very, I saw The Devil is supposed to come out, and Death Note is supposed to come out in 2017.
Death Note?
Yeah.
Based on the TV show?
I do not think
so.
You
haven't seen the TV show, I would go see that. It's an anime. It's,
you know, it's not based really off good. The TV show.
Okay, never mind.
Nah, but like, okay, I want to see something. I'm not going to go into an Adam Wingard movie from now on thinking that it's going to be excellent.
Yeah.
I will see another Adam Wingard movie, but I want him to impress me again, and this didn't do it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And
you think runtime is good?
Runtime, 89 minutes. That's as long as this needed to be. If it was any longer,
would have been dragging.
It would have just not been good. And I mean, I've seen 2.5 hour long horror movies, i.e. Conjuring 2.
Yeah.
So good. That movie's runtime is 2.5 hours long, but it does not feel like that. Blair Witch felt like they could have chopped 20 minutes out of it. And there's another thing. Some of the shots in this movie did not need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They were worthless. They didn't add anything to it. And it's just like, I don't know. I was parts of this movie really disappoint me. I'd give it a thumbs down.
Okay. Yeah.
Thumbs down for Blair Witch.
Thumbs down.
So, Now that that's over, we have something happened last weekend called the Toronto International Film Festival.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of movies that came out of this. We're going to kind of just go through some of the highlights and talk about what we think, because we have not seen any of these.
Yeah.
But finally, we'll decide, yes, no, are we going to see this? Are we not going to see this?
Yeah.
I think a lot of these movies will probably be seeing Oscar buzz.
Yeah. Yeah.
So definitely. First up, La La Land. It's a musical comedy starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, directed by Damien Chazelle, who also has directed Whiplash.
Oh, okay. We're seeing this one.
Yes.
Absolutely. Whiplash, if you haven't seen it yet, it's a fabulous film.
Whiplash would have been, if Boyhood didn't come out, would have been my pick for best picture that year. So, I trust the director of Whiplash. This is getting a lot of buzz. People are saying it's Oscar worthy. Yeah.
Also, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
He wrote that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really well-written movie, so...
Yeah.
He's definitely a great writer. So, what do you think about the Emma Stone-Ryan Gosling pair?
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot. I like Ryan Gosling a lot, and Nice Guys, he was awesome.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and so, Emma Stone, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of Emma Stone movies, but she's in everything I've seen her in, I remember liking her.
She's solid.
Yeah. I think they're going to play off with each other. And I like the trailer for this. The trailer for this was great.
Yeah.
It just looked very... No, it looked like something that would make you happy and you wanted to go see.
Yeah, definitely.
It's no action movie.
Well, I think that we're in a world of too many action movies. So it's going to be... And if you think about it, most action movies don't really tend to do well at the Oscars.
That's true.
What's the current best...
Oscar.
The closest we've gotten to an action movie winning the Oscars
was... Dark Knight.
No, it was Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so there has not been a Mad Max Fury Road this year, so I guess we're just not gonna. And I'm fine with that. I don't think any action movie this year deserves a Oscar nod.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, true. Independence Day Resurgence for Best Picture. No,
let's go. God,
that'd be so bad. Yeah. Please do not do that, Academy.
So La La Land. I'm saying that's a thumbs up. I'm going to see it.
I'll go see this one. Next up, this one looks good. Arrival.
Oh yeah.
Arrival.
Absolutely.
This looks incredible. Talk about good. We're in a renaissance of really good sci-fi movies.
I'm so excited.
Between Interstellar, The Martian, and now this, I think we're going to be getting a strong sci-fi movie every year.
Every year, yeah.
And I'm really happy about that.
And sci-fi is my favorite genre, so.
Yeah. I think sci-fi is it is one of the cornerstones of genre.
Yeah,
the so-called genre films, and I think do you think Arrival will be getting Oscar nod?
I'm not sure. I think Amy Adams is gonna kill it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, all these. It's got big names, and I think Amy Adams is gonna do great, but I don't know if she's gonna. I don't know if she's gonna be enough to sort of bring it into the Oscar light. But I think. As a sci-fi movie, this is going to be great. It's going to do really well. Everybody's going to want to go see it. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, go check it out because the trailer is just awesome. I think this is... It's possible. I don't think for Best Picture, but I think maybe for Immersive, whatever, or Amy Adams might even get Best Actress. So that's... Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So this is absolutely, I'm seeing this. No questions asked.
All right, another movie I did not prep Josh for this, but another movie that we want to talk about. I'm not 100% sure if it was on at the Toronto International Film Festival. I want to talk about it. It's called Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
Mel Gibson directed picture, starring, Andrew Garfield.
Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield. Crazy cast. Andrew Garfield, Hugo Weaving, ooh, Sam Worthington, and Vince Vaughn.
Whoa.
But it's about a soldier who does not want to fire a weapon because he doesn't feel like it's against what he believes in. And so, I don't know. I've heard really, really good things about this movie.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in seeing this. I'm not the biggest Mel Gibson as a person fan, but I think that's fine.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So Hacksaw Ridge is another one there. Another one. So Arrival, I would give a thumbs up to. Hacksaw Ridge, I'd give a thumbs up to.
Mm-hmm.
Another one being talked about all the time is Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not seen the trailer for Moonlight yet.
I have not either. Poster looks cool, though.
Yeah. So IMDb says, timeless story of a human connection, self-discovery. Moonlight chronicles the life of a young black man from childhood to adulthood as he struggles to find his place in the world while growing up in a rough neighborhood of Miami. Sounds interesting, honestly. Yeah. I don't think I've heard of any of the people in it.
No.
I don't know if I'm bad because of that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't... A guy was in Hunger Games. That was about it. And Benjamin Button. Okay. He probably didn't have that big of a role. But, I mean, I'm going to probably hold off. I probably won't see this in the time because it's going up against some movie. Josh might see it for our review.
Yeah.
Because it's going up against, I think it's the 21st of October, which means it will be going up against...
some scary movie, probably.
Some horror movie that I'm going to probably see because it's October and why not? Yeah, yeah, it goes up against 31 and Ouija 2, both of which I will be seeing that
Ouija
weekend.
2 looks so scary.
Oh, and it's also going up against Jack Reacher.
Oh, I want to go see Jack Reacher.
Yeah. All right, but we're going to have to see Moonlight at some point. Yeah. So we'll think about it. That might be our weekend.
That could be a double, yeah.
Yeah, we might both do separate double features and have four reviews for you that weekend.
That'd be crazy.
All right, so Moonlight, I'm not going to give it a thumbs up right now because I'm not going to have time to see it, but yeah. I will see it before. I'm guessing it's going to be nominated for Oscars if it's given that good. Current Metascore is 100.
That's really good.
It's nuts. Yeah. So, if it gets that good reviews, I will definitely see it.
Yeah. And also, I don't know. I mean, I think there's going to be more trailers and more talk about it as the time comes closer. So
we're moving out of the summer blockbuster season and into fall Oscar season.
Right now it's got a 97% critic review from 29 reviews and 99% want to see on Rotten Tomatoes.
Perfect.
So I think this could be really good.
All right, another movie. This one I'm incredibly interested in is called Nocturnal Animals.
Huh. Is it scary?
No, it is a drama thriller starring Amy Adams, Jake Gyllenhaal, Michael Shannon, and Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Amy Adams is having a good run right now, Arrival and now this.
I mean, she's a very, very good actress. Yeah. And I think she's, on top of that, whoever her agent is destroying it with all the good stuff she's been in.
This looks like, wow, this cast is very stacked.
Yeah, and I think it sounds like Michael Shannon, I've heard, is like chameleon level, like completely different than he is, and he's having a great year. And
what do you call it? Midnight Special.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. And so I don't know much about Nocturnal Animals, but the trailers I've seen look really, really good. Yeah. And I'm definitely going to give it a thumbs up. I'll see this.
Mm-hmm. It looks good. Yeah. I need to watch trailers, of course. But
yeah, you should watch the trailers for it. Another one, A Monster Calls.
That looks scary.
It does. Stars Sigourney Weaver and Felicity Jones.
Well, if Sigourney Weaver's in
Lewis
it, I might
McDougal.
Have to see it.
You might be seeing this one. I've seen the trailers for it. I've heard things about it. I have no interest in it, honestly.
No?
Yeah, not really any at all. It's just not... I don't know. It's in that kind of vein of movies that just do not interest me. And I'm a big... It's drama, fantasy, and I guess a little bit of horror. A lot of people love stuff like this. I was never a fan of Tim Burton growing up.
Yep.
At all. I didn't like... I mean, I still don't like any of his movies except for... Like, any of his animated stuff except for... Nightmare Before Christmas, and he technically didn't even direct that. But this, while it's not a not an animated movie, it is looks kind of like the it's creepy but cute kind of thing.
Yeah,
and so I have no interest in seeing.
It's got like a 75. So
yeah, and I mean, I've heard a lot of people in genre talk right now are looking forward to it a lot. Yeah. But I'm gonna give it a thumbs down.
Yep.
What about you?
I think I need a see. Right now, I'll give it a thumbs down. If more trailers come out and it looks interesting, it'll go back up.
All right. So, thumbs down from us currently, but tough, definitely changeable.
Yeah.
Next up is The Edge of 17.
Oh, this one looks great.
Hailee Steinfeld, Blake
Woody
Jenner,
Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. This looks awesome.
Yeah.
Another good coming-of-age movie. This one looks different, though. It looks kind of, you know, not darkly funny, but just kind of like...
Yeah, it's funny, but it's dark. I mean, if you haven't seen the trailer yet...
It's dramatic. I wouldn't say it's dark.
Yeah. Well, go watch the trailer. Check it out.
Yeah.
Because it looks...
Yeah. I'm interested to see this one. I definitely am going to... I'm already going to say off bat, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I want to see it.
I'm
going
to give it a thumbs up, yeah.
It looks really good.
It looks like a good laugh, too, even though it is kind of... The theme is...
Don't really know how to characterize it. It looks like it will be fun, but also like... Just good.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's gonna be ups and downs.
And I love Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah, she's really good, and I think this will be a good role for her. She's so far done Ender's Game, True Grit, Pitch Perfect 2.
She's in Pitch Perfect 2. She was good in it because she can sing. She can sing really well.
That's
yeah,
good.
She also even has singles out.
Begin Again. So this might be if this succeeds, this might be like her
big
her yeah. yeah her 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 dramatic, like, strong breakout. I'd love to see her, if this is that good, to get a nomination, because we don't have many young actresses get nominations for Best Actress. Yeah. We're usually going to see, like all the usual suspects of Best Actress. Meryl Streep, probably.
Amy Adams.
Hopefully. I hope she's good in either of her roles. All right, so next up is the Miles Teller sports biographical one. This looks really cool. Bleed for This. Bleed for This stars Miles Teller, is directed by Ben Younger, and also stars Aaron Eckhart. So, yeah, it's a boxing movie about Vinny Pazienza, who got in a car accident, had to get, like, almost broke his neck. It's about his comeback. I hope this is as good as Whiplash's.
Well, I don't know if anything can be as good as Whiplash.
A lot of the reason Whiplash was good, though, is because of J.K. Simmons and Miles Teller.
Oh, yeah.
And so if they're good together again, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, J.K. Simmons isn't in this, but I think that after all the stuff that happened with Fant Forestick, and he's not been doing the best when it comes to roles lately, and this hopefully is going to be good.
Yeah. And can I just say, if you guys haven't seen Spider-Man and you haven't seen J.K. Simmons in his role as the editor,
oh my gosh,
you have to go see that.
And now they just released images of Commissioner Gordon today.
Is he in the new one?
Yeah, he plays Commissioner Gordon in Justice League.
Oh my gosh.
He's going to look great. I love J.K. Simmons. Yeah. He is one of my favorite actors for sure, especially after seeing Whiplash.
Yeah.
All right, so Bleed for This comes out on November 23rd. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up, yeah. I love Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah, he's great. What did I see him in recently?
Wasn't he in Olympus Has Fallen?
Yes, he is.
He was also Scarecrow.
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
No. Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent, yes.
Two-Face, yeah.
Whew.
That was great.
All right.
Yeah, Olympus Has Fallen.
One thing worrying me about this movie is the Metascore is currently at 59. I don't want to repeat the last boxing movie that came out.
Was that Southpaw?
No, not Southpaw. Different one. It literally came out a couple weeks ago, but it's not. It's getting terrible reviews.
It's got a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. So,
I hope it's better than seen.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. This one looks really, really interesting. Free Fire.
No idea. I haven't even heard
of it. Oh, you gotta see the trailers for this. This looks so fun.
Oh, it's from it's in Boston. It's set in Boston. I like
Ben
that.
Wheatley and directs with Enzo Silenti, Sam Riley, Michael Smiley, Brie Larson, Armie Hammer. Lots of people are in this. Jack Rayner, who is great in Sing Street. Oh my gosh, I love Sing Street.
Still gotta see that.
Yeah, you do. You can borrow the Blu-ray if you want.
Cool.
So this is just looks like it's just about a weapons trade that goes wrong and everyone just starts shooting each other.
You know what? I'd be happy with that.
It sounds great. It's such a small, compact-seeming movie. It sounds really exciting. No release date yet. That makes me sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's still 2016.
No, it says 2017.
Now?
No release date. Yeah,
So,
hoping this does good. I love Brie Larson in pretty much everything she's in.
I still haven't seen Room. I have it in my room, but
so
I haven't seen it.
So good. So, you have a room in your room.
I have room in my room,
Do you have the book Room in your room?
No, that'd
is
be great.
Is the room in your room?
No.
Thank God. It'd be bad to have Room next to the room in your room.
That'd be pretty sad.
Too many rooms.
Yeah.
But Room should have won Best Picture last year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, no. I liked all the movies I read.
Yeah. And my drama teacher was in Big Short.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
He had a little cameo. He's been in two movies now. He has his own IMDb page.
What's his name?
Brett Cramp.
Brett Cramp.
B-R-E-T-T. And I think that Cramp's with a C.
Brett Cramp, actor. Spotlight, you mean?
Was he in... Oh, yeah, Spotlight. He was in Big Short. What am I saying? Yeah,
oh,
he was
in Spotlight.
But Spotlight was the one that won. Yeah.
Cameo, the middle-aged... He was a middle-aged man in Spotlight.
He was a middle-aged man, yeah.
That's great.
He was great. When they were going around and like talking to all the different people, one of the people whose doors they went to.
That's nice.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Cramp. You're the best.
All right, so that might wrap up our talks of... Yeah, and wrap up our talks about Toronto. Someday I kind of want to go out and go to this festival. I hear it a lot. So that and Sundance are the two.
I want to go to Sundance so badly.
Sundance and then South by Southwest. I've never actually been to like a well-known
film festival.
I've been to the Godzilla Film Festival. Oh, watch out.
I've been to the Oscar the Oscar marathons when they show all of them back at the AMC in Boston.
Oh my God, that must be brutal.
But they're all great movies. Or, okay, usually they are. But anyway.
Wait, like all the Oscar movies or the Oscar shows?
No, the Oscar movies.
Oh, I thought you meant you sat down for hours on end watching the Oscars.
Oh, that would be
just like
be
every ridiculous. Oscar since the 20s. I was like,
that'd be crazy.
That must be brutal.
Yeah.
It's like, who cares about this movie that didn't win?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure somebody does. Yeah. But. All right. So wrapping up the show now. It's a little early, but this is what we warned you guys with this. Next week, I believe we will be seeing The Magnificent Seven.
I'm excited for that. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so am I. I mean,
I haven't seen the old one, though. I haven't seen either of the old ones.
Neither have I.
Yeah. I might try to watch those this weekend.
Please do, because I haven't, and then that will mean...
Thank you. Yeah.
Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, Denzel Washington, Vincent D'Onofrio. A couple others I'm not sure. And then Discount... Oh, wow. I can't even remember the name. Bryce Dallas Howard. Discount Bryce Dallas Howard's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We talked about this last week. Boy, do I love Chris Pratt, though. He is going to make this... If Chris Pratt is Chris Pratt in this movie, I'm going to love it.
It's amazing what Chris Pratt has, like, what a star he's become in the past few years.
And he's definitely a one-trick pony, but that's okay, because I like his one trick.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah, yeah, like, I love everything he's in. One of my favorite movies ever is Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, yeah.
I want to see that again.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
I've seen it so many times, though.
Talking about Marvel movies, oh wait, we can get to that.
You're talk about Doctor Strange again.
Oh no, I was gonna talk about
Civil War.
New Blu-rays that have been released.
That was out last week. We talked about Civil War.
I still haven't seen it again. So
okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I've tried. I haven't like actually seen it again since then.
Don't watch it again. We gotta save it.
Okay, I was watching a director's commentary on because I'm a film nerd.
That's
like
cool.
That.
That's cool.
So yeah, Magnificent Seven comes out next week. Antoine Fuqua, who has directed Olympus Has Fallen, Equalizer, lots of other stuff. Southpaw, he's got a really good repertoire, so that'll be good. And then another movie that's coming out, another anthropomorphic animal, talking animal movie.
Ain't no koala, though.
Oh my God. Storks comes out, directed by Nicholas Stoller and Doug Sweetland. It is a, I'm trying to figure out what's the company that did Storks.
DreamWorks?
It's not a dream, I don't think it's a DreamWorks.
Pixar?
God, it's not. Oh my God! If this was Pixar,
that'd be amazing.
That'd be brutal. God, it could be Storks. Mm. Who did Storks? Wow, we are so unprepared, aren't we?
Not yet released. Oh yeah, of course it's not yet released.
Yes, it comes out next week. Warner Brothers.
Please stop
with the anthropomorphic animals. I mean, Zootopia is already better than all of them.
Zootopia
is really good. It's already better than all of them. And I had like honestly no interest in seeing this movie.
At the beginning, I was excited to see it. I was like, oh, this is gonna be cute. But now it's just weird. I thought it was gonna be about storks, and then did you ever see the short? Did you ever see the animated short by Pixar about the storks that they carried around stuff?
No.
Oh, it was storks flew up to clouds, and the clouds would sort of form clouds into babies or a baby alligator or something. It was really cute. I thought, oh, this is going to be sort of like that. They're just like building off that idea, but no. There's like a whole factory, and it's, I don't know.
It does not look interesting at all.
Yeah.
It's got good voice talent, like all these, but like they need to... Can we get another idea other than talking animals this year? There's been so many talking animals movies. There's been Zootopia, The Secret Life of Pets, that one
Wildlife.
Whatever, that one that I did not see and had no interest in seeing. I want to see what was that Rotten Tomatoes score like? Whew, please tell me it's something bad.
I like the talking animal idea. I mean, I think that back in the day with Disney, talking animals was sort of a thing, but now it's done because it's not... It's not Disney anymore.
But it's like an entire show. All these movies are dominated by talking animals. Like, Disney movies are usually a normal character.
The story, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Just talking about some the tangent right now. We're going to talk about some... let me finish off with the last one's The Dressmaker.
Huh. What is that?
It's another... Take a guess who it stars.
Discount Bryce Dallas Howard.
No, it doesn't. I'm kidding. Oh. It stars Kate Winslet as...
Huh?
Yes, pretty much looks exactly like... I'm surprised it's not starring Meryl Streep, pretty much. I mean, just, I don't know. I have literally no interest in seeing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. It's a period piece about a woman.
Did you ever see Florence Foster Jenkins?
No, and I have absolutely no interest in seeing it.
Okay, all right.
It's another Meryl Streep movie where she plays a character with three first names, and that's the title of the movie. It's a period piece. Stop. I'm not going to see Love and Friendship. I don't want to see any of these. Stop. Just please stop. So yeah, we will not be seeing The Dressmaker. Rotten Tomatoes for this most recent week. Surprisingly, Bridget Jones's Baby is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Huh.
Who would have thought? That is interesting. Random.
Yeah, we didn't go see that. If you were wondering,
no, there's no joke, no interest in seeing that movie. But for the third one in that series, wow, I'm surprised. I think that was a big surprise. Snowden clocks in at a 58%.
I can see that from critics. Yeah.
What would you if you could be all of the critics at the same time? What would you give it?
Critics, maybe like a 72.
72. So you'd say it's fresh.
I'd say it's just barely fresh enough.
Blair Witch, 37.
How do you feel about that?
It could have been. I would give it maybe a 45. I wouldn't give it that low. But yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna be. It's not fresh for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
It's all the big ones. I'm actually curious. I'm gonna go back to other movies that are out right now. I want to see what
when the bow breaks. Oh, it went up. It's 6%.
It's 6% now.
It's better than zero.
Yes, but see, The Wildlife has a 14.
Oh, dangerous. Suicide Squad's 26 now.
Yeah, I deserve that 26.
Damn, that's cold, man.
Yeah,
it's still 67% audience score. Well, that's pretty good.
It's audience are gonna like it. I thought it was bad. Ooh, all right. So that's the Rotten Tomatoes.
What about all these like little ones? Beatles, 8 days a week.
I mean,
that's got a 96. I mean, I don't know anything about it, but
I think those are a lot of stuff we're gonna see on VOD. So if it's like one of those ones. A lot of this, like, especially now that we're like from a horror fan moving into October. A lot of what happens with horror movies, like, there's a lot of okay horror movies, like ones that are like I would give 50s to 60s in Rotten Tomatoes, that only get released VOD. They get released in those, like a couple years ago I tried to watch a lot of them. There's like the Canal, a lot of these are foreign too. The House is October Built, which is a really interesting concept.
Yeah.
So like there's a lot of these smaller horror movies, and so a lot of the ones that you see opening this week, they're probably like not wide releases.
Yeah,
I hear
about
8 days a week a lot. A lot of these will probably be non-wide releases and a lot on VOD. So if you have any interest in a movie like The Devil's Doll or Malibu Road, then
check it out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that's the main. Okay, so now coming soon, opening up soon, A Magnificent Seven sitting at a 62. Storks is
solid.
No reviews yet. Dressmaker has a 60. And any of these are interesting enough.
Yeah.
Peregrines comes out next week. Well, not next week, but like the following week.
Yeah.
Nothing for that yet. Nothing really from past that. So, Deepwater Horizon. Oh, Deepwater Horizon is an 85.
That's pretty good.
I think we'll be seeing that one.
I want to see that one.
So, yeah, let's look at the Rotten Tomato scores. Blu-ray releases. Some of these, probably you've seen at least a few of these. Did you see Free State of Jones?
No, I didn't. I didn't end up seeing it.
I was not interested.
I was going to go with my friends, and then I think we ended up watching like something else.
Yeah, Free State of Jones got really bad reviews, and so I was like, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
It was one of my friends really liked it.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that comes out on Blu-ray. Neighbors 2, we watched.
Neighbors 2.
Fun. Liked it.
Fun, yeah. Go check it out.
It's coming out. Ninja Turtles 2, I'm excited to see this.
I want
to
see that. We should watch that together.
All right, I'm going to rent it. I'll probably watch it. I want to just... I would love the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
Despite so many people not. Yeah. All right, digital releases. Legend of Tarzan.
Ooh.
That
I
made
still
a
haven't
lot
seen that
of money.
Yet.
I don't know how it made a lot of money.
Was it any good? Did you watch it?
Never saw it.
We should watch that.
Because the thing is, like, there's this like joke. It's like, do you know anybody who saw Legend of Tarzan?
No.
Nor do I.
But it still made.
But it still somehow managed to be in the top 10 highest-grossing movies of the summer.
Huh.
How?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Guess we'll need to watch it to find out.
Other digital releases: Purge: Election Year. I loved this movie.
Okay.
It's super entertaining. I've talked about Purge: Election Year before, and then finally one of our favorites: Swiss Army Man.
Swiss Army Man. Oh, that's great.
Solid,
yeah.
Solid movie. Really fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's coming out.
Definitely check out Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, if you have a chance. I would wait till Blu-ray though, because it's really weird and not everyone will like it. Let's check out the box office for this week. All right, weekend box office. Topping the box office again for the second week in a row is Sully.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the second week in a row.
We should go see that. We should go see that.
Possibly.
It's got an 82 on Rotten Tomatoes, so
it grossed $22 million. That's great for it. It's good job. Second was Blair Witch at 9.6 mil. I think a lot of people are getting ready for the October season.
Yeah.
One of the best parts of Blair Witch was sitting there and seeing all of the horror movies I'm super excited to see coming out. Third spot, Bridget Jones's Baby at 8.24. Fine. Snowden sits at 8.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? That disappointing?
Yeah. Yeah. I think people aren't going to see it. I think people are going with, oh, this isn't going to be good, so they don't go. But
okay.
Yeah.
Sitting in the top five again, Don't Breathe.
Don't, okay. Of course. That movie's so good.
I'm glad that it's holding on. Its current gross is $75 million.
Off what budget?
In its fourth week. Let me check what the budget for Don't Breathe is.
I still think Breathe is amazing.
It should be low.
It's sitting at 87 on Rotten Tomatoes, guys.
Budget was $9 million.
I'm really happy.
So it's made 75 times its original budget. So that's great. Good job.
Not 75 times.
Yeah, it's, well, no, 10. It was
7.5 times.
Yeah, seven. No. Yeah, you're right. 10 million, 7.5 times. Yeah. That's why he's the math major and I'm not. When the Bow Breaks, 5.5. Suicide Squad, 4.7. In its seventh week, Suicide Squad's still in the top 10. The Wildlife with 2.6. Weird. Kubo and the Two Strings, 2.5. You still need to see that. Pete's Dragon at number 10 with 2. Hell or High Water at number 11 with 1.9. Bad Moms still in the still going. 1.7. Good for Bad Moms. I'm happy about that. Still has a large theater count. Hillsong, Let the Hope Rise, another Christian movie. Huh. No interest in that. 1.3, good.
Yeah.
Beatles 8 Days a Week, 615,000. Not a big weekend. Why is the BFG still in theaters?
Wait, really?
Yeah. Why? That's so random. Civil War is out on Blu-ray and is still in theaters. It made 13,000 this weekend. Good for it.
Yeah. I still haven't seen that yet.
In its 20th week, it made more money than Miss Stevens, a movie that came out this week.
Wow.
All right. Life Animated still in theaters and 10 theaters. Good for it. Made 4,000.
I want to see Life Animated.
Please do. From a director, Home to East End. Great friend. School loves that movie. So yeah, that's the weekend box office. Let's see. So yeah, that's the show for this week. We're gonna wrap up a little early. So this was Animatronic Dinosaurs. I'm Allie Rosen.
I'm Josh Nolan.
We'll see you guys next week.